This is Podtacular episode 103, the Halo 3 show, for the week of March 5th.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
I'm JVB.
And I'm George from Aeropause.com.
Thank you for joining us.
Welcome. Yeah, man. So, I gotta say, Aeropause.com is one of my favorite gaming blogs out there. It's kind of a blog / news kind of deal going on. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Aeropause, George?
Well, basically, it's just kind of a video game blog. It started out with Shane. He's our fearless leader, and so we're just kind of a loose conglomeration of various blog writers. We kind of all came from our own blogs before, and it's pretty laid back, pretty easy going, and we just have a good time.
Yeah, I've been there, especially after the crackdown event in Seattle. You were there as well, and I had the privilege of meeting you in person, and yeah, I like the way everything is laid out. It's well written. All you guys sound well educated, and it looks like it's a place where real gamers go, and it's just not, you know, what's the fad, which consoles, which, you know, you guys talk about everything, so I really like it.
Exactly, and I think a lot of that just comes from who we are. I mean, we're all, you know, different backgrounds. We're all, you know, kind of all over the North America there, that's how I got started at Aeropause. Is I was doing my own blog kind of on my own, but Aeropause was always a site that I went to just because it was really unique and had a lot of different like a lot of stuff other people just didn't pick up. And so I always thought it was pretty cool. So
yeah,
I decided to get on board.
That's what I was going to say. That's one of the things I really like about Aeropause is that, unlike some other really big gaming blogs out there that all seem to cover roughly the same stuff, you know, they actually kind of, one person covers it and then the other few, you know, pick it up too. And then they try to give their own like opinion spin on it or just like jokey spin on it. And it ends up being just like this strange, like, you know, third run joke rehash competition or something. And it just seems kind of like not as good nearly as what Aeropause does, where you have unique content as far as like the articles and the blog, and you guys have like kind of a cool laid back opinion spin on the whole thing without being annoying like some of the other ones do.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
And really quick, your experience at the crackdown event, can you give us a brief little description?
Well, it all started with the bacon waffle. And for fear of that becoming an old joke, I suppose. No, it...
No, that thing is now legendary, dude.
Exactly.
It is now legendary.
It's encased in JVB's shrine.
But I think the cool thing about that was it really showed how much Microsoft is taking podcasts and bloggers a lot more seriously as a kind of a driving force behind, you know, a lot of the things that go on in the industry, and it was cool to get inside there and see kind of how they operate and kind of culture there, because I think that's a big thing. I mean, like them and Google and Yahoo and some of these other places, like those are the last companies that, you know, that kind of from the .com era that still have free sodas all the time and all this kind of stuff, and so it was I thought it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, definitely was
cool.
Hopefully we'll go to a few more there, George.
That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping they invite us back, but I don't know. They might have said, I don't know. Those guys were pretty silly. I don't think we'll invite them back.
They were so silly.
That we'll probably with the funnest group of guys they've had there.
Yeah, I bet
ever.
You're right.
Ever, damn it, ever.
All time. Yeah. Well, hey, this is the Halo 3 show, and we're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff that's been going on with Halo 3. It's a whole bunch of little things. It's not like one earth-shattering thing, but it's actually, I think, all the little things added up, you know, makes probably the same, if not more, you know, than like one earth-shattering thing, because there's a whole bunch of really good tidbits here, so.
It's like making a meatloaf. It's just not the ground beef. It's the little ingredients that make it special. Like Alpo. Anyway.
Like Alpo.
Alpo is the first ingredient for a good meatloaf.
If you want that high pro glow.
If you want a really healthy person, science diet, man.
That's right.
Ukanuba rocks in the house. Anyway.
Oh, man. All right, so yeah, we got all kinds of stuff here. JV, why don't you start us off, man?
Okay. Axe Attack. He says, "What up, guys? I'm a new listener. Welcome aboard. And member, just wanted to put my two cents in. I just recently on G4 TV and on Major Nelson's website, they mentioned the A-hole button, which is used to mute any trash-talking brutes. I don't know about brutes, but we'll just leave it at brutes. During gameplay, press the guide button, scroll down to the community section, and then to the right, and then press A on the controller icon. A list of the current players and recent players will come up. Then simply scroll down to the gamer tag of the aforementioned brute and click A to choose from the choose their profile, then click mute. To me, it seems like you might lose a kill in the process or get killed, but it's probably worth it to enjoy the rest of the game. To quote War, why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Quoting Shout out War? To Fumo Jive and JVB. You guys rock.
A wise man named War once said.
What's so civil about it anyway?
So it, what I is guess it, good it sounds like he's...
Oh, absolutely nothing.
All right,
anyway, yeah.
Anyway, is he saying that's the process for using the A-hole button? Because I think he's talking about, you know, like if you hit the guided button and you scroll down the community and all this stuff. I think that's what the process is now.
I know exactly what he's talking about. He's talking about that Bungie released there was an article at some point that where someone at Bungie was talking about the A-hole button, right? Which it's not actually called that, of course, but that's kind of the nickname for it. And
A-hole button activated.
What it's going to be is in Halo 3, you can press the back button and bring up the multiplayer menu. At that point, you can use the left stick or whatever stick, one of the sticks, to go up and down between the different players in the not that stick, players in the in the game at that point.
It's the glow and, stick.
Glow stick, like mommy. Yeah, so you can go up and down between the players in the match at that point, and you can press one of the buttons, whichever button it's, you know, mapped to, like, it'll probably say, look, a little key at the bottom, and you can press that button to mute him. But with what Major Nelson did is he saw that, and he made an article on MajorNelson.com saying, hey, there's a Halo 3 feature that you already have available to you in any game, any 360 game. You can, you press the guide button, you press down, you press right, you press right, you press A, you scroll down to the person, you press A, you scroll down 7 times to the bottom of the menu, you press A again to mute them, and you press the guide button again to close it, and they're muted. Yay!
Yay!
Yeah, that's...
Game over.
Yeah.
Dude, but, and it's like... That is so not what Halo 3 is trying to do.
Exactly, because... Yeah. Because kind of like Axe Attack is saying, I mean, you don't want to have to go through this whole process to mute someone. And then, like, you know, if there's 5 guys that are pissing you off, you have to do that 5 times. Oh, jeez.
Exactly.
But I think it's cool. I think it's a good feature because honestly, when I play Halo 2 online, I can't even stand it. Like, there's just so many. I don't like people. Like, if I could play with people, but not play with people.
Everybody out there, like, George does not like you.
I don't like people, man.
If you're on the internet and you're talking to me, I'm probably going to mute you.
Hey, George, how's it go? Just, George?
Wasn't answering back.
I guess he doesn't like how's it going.
What I really wish they had is where if I mute a bunch of people, then when I connect to let's say I mute a bunch of people and then I jump into a game with JVB, then it would be awesome if those guys were already muted for JVB.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That would be cool. Awesome if like, that's, and then if, really, if one person gets muted by like 20 people, then he just gets auto muted by the whole system.
Yeah, by everybody.
So sweet.
And in real life, he's mute.
I would love that.
Or at least by people on your friends list. You know, you don't want to hear people that your friends have muted. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like that would be if I was a Bungie, that's what I'd do.
And maybe at least have that be an option. Like check this to, you know, disable voice for people that your friends have muted. That would be sweet. Anyway.
Exactly.
Good idea. Yes.
Well.
Hokey pokey.
Turn yourself around. Round.
You put your left foot down. Put it down.
You do that
Harry,
way too well,
do
man.
It.
Come on, Harry.
Do it now. Do the hokey pokey.
Sweet. That's what it's all about.
Imagine him in a bingo hall. He has, you know, after his term for governor is up, can't do any movies.
Maria, I have a new job in a bingo hall. It's going to be great.
Anyway.
Nice. Man,
bingo.
Now I'm gonna get that song stuck in my head. anyway.
Left foot. You rip it out.
Here's your foot, Victor. So it looks like Halo Wars is now playable in an early state, by at least for a few people, by kind of the big wigs at Microsoft Gaming Studios.
Yeah, that's not right.
No, man, what the heck? Beta.
Beta.
Yeah, so sounds like that game's moving along pretty well, huh?
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it. And so I saw some of the like pictures and stuff online, and somebody had posted on the, I don't know if it was like posted on a forum or what, but
was it actual gameplay footage, like pics?
No, it was. Oh, no, okay. I wish it was. It was basically them sitting around the TV.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
The controllers and stuff.
Yeah, I saw that in Thrills Killer, his website, yeah. XboxDomain.net.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I mean, is Ensemble? I mean, is Halo Wars going to be the same level of quality as like Halo and Halo 2? I don't know.
I'm sure it's going to be highly, what's the word? They're going to keep a strong eye on it to make sure that the production value is going to be up to par, because let's face it, Halo is their bread and butter.
Yeah.
And they don't want their reputation to be spoiled. Well, at least the brand, you know, they don't want the quality of the brand name to be spoiled by something that's going to suck.
That's right. True.
So true. Hopefully, I mean, I'm sure they're going to give them all the resources they need.
Got to say, I hope it's better than Lord of the Rings Battle for Middle-Earth 2, because I've been playing that lately and enjoying it, definitely. But the controls are playable. The problem is, the main problem for me is I can't zoom out far enough. And it makes it so difficult to navigate your way around the map and select the right players and, you know, or select the right people and the whole thing. And, oh, man. Playable can definitely be improved upon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the whole problem with doing strategy games like that on a console, like with a controller. It's I don't, because I had the same problem with Battle for Middle Earth. In fact, if you go in to my my gamer tag, and I think I have like 5 achievement points in it, because that's about as far as I could get before I just, can't handle this.
Screw it.
But I have a feeling that by the time Halo Wars is released, there will be a Microsoft-sponsored keyboard and mouse configuration.
That's a good point. That very well could be.
That would help whole lot.
I mean, it hasn't been stated by anyone who works for Microsoft, but I have a feeling that Halo Wars could be one of the Window Vista games that's going to be cross-platformed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if that happens, then I mean, it's obvious that you need some type of keyboard, mouse and keyboard configuration, even though they'll probably simplify the buttons like they're doing with Shadowrun.
Yeah.
So, you know, the possibility is there.
That would be nice. Yeah. What do we got next here?
I don't know.
Well, let's see.
Somebody better take it.
I'll go ahead and do this. Headshock says, "Hey, this is Headshock. Do you guys have any news on the new Halo 2 maps? I really, 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 really want to know about them." Okay.
10 release.
I guess he really wants to know.
Also, I'm very upset because my mom won't let me go buy Crackdown with my own money, even though I told her about the beta and everything, and I'm in the Eastern time zone, so I can get it hours earlier than others in the U.S. Since I have lost every possible way of getting into the Halo 3 beta, I guess I'm just too ba-bam. Myself
ba-bam,
in the head.
Ba-bam.
So I'm just going to I'm just going to ba-bam myself in the head and slip into a coma until Halo 3 comes out. Oh, if only. Keep on fragging ducks and clucks and burly bears and ugly chairs and almost respected moms.
Aww.
Oh. Ooh.
Almost respected
your mom.
Oh man, that's cool.
Yeah, but well, I guess I can kind of sympathize with him a little bit. I mean, gosh, I can't wait till fall.
Ah. Yeah, man, I know. And
because, I mean, honestly, I mean, this, as soon as I bought an Xbox 360, I was like, you know what? The whole reason I'm getting this is to play Halo 3.
Mm-hmm. You and a lot of other people.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole reason that a lot of people have gotten into it.
You know, that reminds me of an article that we have on here later on the show notes. I'll skip to that real quick. Is that there was a one-up article with Microsoft, the guy that's the head of the Microsoft Gaming Studios, that says, it was a little bit further down. Wrong one. There was this article though, that was saying that basically Halo 3.
Article?
Yeah, that's what it was. That's right. It was on, Complete.com, was that it? That was saying that something.com.
Complete.com?
It was a .com.
It was definitely a .com. It was on the interwebs. But it was saying that Halo 3 is driving Xbox 360 sales now, even though the game is coming out, like, you know, sometime in 2007. So
exactly.
That's saying something right there.
Well, I mean, they're playing it smart. They're putting little teasers out there. I mean, be it that E3 teaser, the Monday Night Football commercial, you know, art concepts, and you know, they're showing the brute gun, you know, the spiker. I mean, they're just giving us enough. It's like throwing a little kibble to bit at a dog, you know, like a little snack, so he can lay down and roll around. That's pretty much what they're doing with us, you know. We're just, you know, sitting around waiting for these little kibbles and bits,
We're
you know.
Just laying down, rolling around.
Cleaning ourselves.
Playing dead. Dragging our butts.
But, you know, they're doing well right now with the way they're advertising Halo 3. I mean, just the word of mouth goes a long way. And without any real viral marketing schemes like they did with I Love Bees, they're just letting the Xbox Live community as a whole do the advertising for them. I mean,
exactly.
And of course, Spectacular has a lot to do with that, but that's besides the point.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I just hope it lives up to all the hype, man.
True, true. And by the way, Hedgehog, well, we have no idea what's going on with the Halo 2 maps. Absolutely no idea, whatever.
Yeah, nothing.
I wish we did.
And that's going to be another thing that's going to drive sales, because people that have been waiting, you know, for the right time to buy an Xbox 360,
they're
going to be like, all right, there's exclusive 360 maps out there. Now's the right time to buy the, you know, 360 and join the rest of the world.
Yep.
So we'll go to Jeffrey. He says, "Hey, I was wondering when I heard about the sprint possible, about the sprint possibly being on Halo 3. I tried timing the Wraith booth with the sprint on the trailer, and I found out they're pretty close. Do you think the sprint could be much like the Wraith booth? Boost. Great job with the show, and keep up the good work." I don't think there'll be a sprint button, simply because it would kind of prove to be ineffective. If you're going to sprint for like a short period of time, it's really not going to do much.
Right.
I could see a power up maybe, but the Halo has always been kind of a slow paced game. Like when you compare to Unreal or games of that magnitude, like a Quake, you know, the pacing of the game's always been kind of slow. And if you try to have any advantage with the type of speed one individual's going to run, it's going to, I don't know. I think it'll,
I don't think that would work.
Yeah, it just wouldn't feel right.
Part of what Halo is known for, in a way, and what makes it interesting is that when you walk, especially compared to other, you know, FPSs and previous to Halo, is that you walk pretty slow, but it feels a little more normal once you get used to it. It feels like a normal walking speed.
Yeah, at first it's like, you know, why is he running so damn slow? He's a super soldier who can sprint at inhumane speeds.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, you're walking like you have a 2,000-pound suit. So, I mean, a sprint button, I don't know. I don't think it... I mean, I guess that's what the mongoose is for, you know? Transportation.
Yeah.
If you want to get somewhere, get a
damn
mongoose.
That's very true. Exactly, because you've got all these vehicles and everything. And I think that... I think with the release of Gears of War, I think a lot of people have expectations of Halo 3 based on what they've played in Gears of War.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, I mean, they're really totally different games. I mean, the maps and the weapons are meant to be played on totally different scales, and you know, having the vehicles are your sprint. That's what's going to get you around quickly.
Exactly, and it takes teamwork to drive these vehicles. I mean, one guy is not going to grab the flag and drive by himself. So obviously, it's still focused towards teamwork and the strategy. So, I mean, you know, even we all know we've played the game to death. Even though you have a vehicle, you're still vulnerable. So, there's skill to, you know, using the vehicle as well. So, they'll leave it the way it is.
Yeah. Which, I guess, I mean, plus it's, I guess, the mysterious X button. You know, or, you know, people are trying to figure out what the heck they're going to do with that. And
whether
that's going to be a sprint or, you know, it's going to be like an auto teabag button or something. I don't know.
Well, KP did say something about that. The X button is going to be probably not as earth-shattering as we thought it would be, but definitely something that we'll say. That's pretty cool. So, you know, one thing I was going to mention about that is that they haven't mentioned anything about on the button layout about where the shield grenade is going to be. And Frankie has said that it's basically he's tried to differentiate it from a normal grenade. So I got an idea on what that X button might be, is that it might be a button to activate a power up, like the shield grenade, let's say, is a power up, kind of like overshield, except you have to activate it to throw it on the ground. And if maybe if there's other power ups that are a similar deal where you have to activate them, that's what it would be for. So that's a thought.
Yeah, that sounds like
sense.
A good idea.
Yeah.
Man, you should freaking work for the development team.
Yeah.
You're listening, Bungie.
So who's up next?
All right. I think you are there, brother.
All right. Well, moving on. Yeah, I had the complete.com article next. I'm scrolling all over the show notes. Like, where is that thing? It's right freaking in front of my eyes. Yeah, well, Ultimate Killer sends one in saying, I'm not sure if this has been asked before, but here's my question. Will you be able to play Halo 3 campaign over Xbox Live like you can in Gears of War and Crackdown?
I hope so. I really do.
Yeah, me too.
They teased it with Halo 2, where in the menu, the online menu, you know, it shows cooperative play, but you can't do it. I mean, I said it before in previous shows. It's gotten to the point where all of the recently released titles are stressing cooperative play.
Yeah.
Gears of War did it very well, and if they can't, you know, provide us with that, I mean, it's going to be, you know, a big disappointment. I mean, I wouldn't be too disappointed if there's like 80 maps. You know what I mean? That comes with the game. But, you know, if you want to bring a new audience into the scene, you know, the audience that doesn't really like multiplayer but love cooperative play, they definitely should have the entire story available for cooperative play over Xbox Live.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Hey, that reminds me. I just saw an article on Aeropause.com just today saying that co-op is pretty much the state of the next generation of gaming systems.
Yep. Finally.
Yes.
Educated gamers who agree with me.
That's right. That's right.
You know, you got Army 2 coming out. You got the Ubisoft games. You got Gears of War. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Because honestly, I can't see a major title like Halo 3 coming out without some sort of online co-op. Because that really is, I think, defining what this generation of gaming is all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see a trend going on, and I mean, it started a little bit with Rainbow Six 3, but that was more like a terrorist hunt type thing.
Yeah.
And Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter did something similar when it was four cooperative maps.
Right, but they were just separate maps as all. But they were kind of like campaigns, but they were just their own little campaigns and thing. So, but then you got Rainbow Six Vegas, which actually takes you through the entire campaign in co-op, right?
Yep. And then Gears of War, somebody's playing, just jump into the game.
Yeah, exactly.
And continue. I mean, that's pretty sweet.
That's the way to do it right there.
I mean, I'm sure you guys remember Halo, the original Halo. I mean, 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, you with your buddy and you're like, hey, let's play some single player on Halo. And, you know, you guys both go on and next thing you know, it's 7 a.m, you know. Time just flew by without you realizing it.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely fun.
Yes.
All right.
All right. We got next Georgie, you got Halo Freak Bunny.
Okay, Halo Freak Bunny says, hey guys, it's me again. I'm extremely pleased that Bungie is really going the extra step to make Halo 3 look as graphically amazing as possible, as they've done so in the past. I saw a video where they were talking about the original trailer, and they said that the graphics in it were the type of effects they were shooting for. Personally, I think they will go beyond that. I'm also glad that there are now destructible environments, as it is quite odd when you blow up a tree and there's no damage at all. Keep up the good work and keep on ripping cheese.
Rip. Yeah. We will.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Trust
me. I love the comment about the trees, the indestructible trees.
Yeah, really?
Indestructible
cheese too, yeah. That cheese always bothered me.
I got cheese on my mind.
Cheese. Oh man.
Yeah, dude, but like when you're on what do you call it? On dang it, I can't remember the freaking map. Ivory Tower.
About cheese.
Ivory Tower. When you're on that too. When you're on Ivory Tower though and you're you know, you lob grenades or whatever at the palm trees, like you don't even see a sway. The most you see is the coconuts fall down.
Yeah, it's like okay. Why can't my armor be made out of this tree?
Exactly. I'd be in good shape then.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the big bad wolf would have had a hard time huffing and puffing that one now. So.
Big Bad Wolf. true, I guess.
Yeah.
So yeah, destructible environments. They mentioned that in Bungie mentioned that in some Bungie.net updates where they're talking about high ground being able to destroy parts of a wall and seeing you know what's underneath, and also being able to destroy a sniper perch on another map.
Okay.
Cool. And the thing actually blow to pieces and you know fall in pieces to the ground. So yeah.
Nice. I wonder if any of that damage is gonna actually affect the gameplay. Like, let's say there's a sniper in that perch. If you manage to destroy that perch, if it would damage the sniper who's in it, I mean that would be a nice little touch right there too.
Well, I mean, like, I guess if you know, like, if you're on Relic, and let's say I you know chuck a bunch of rockets at the sniper nest, and it blows up. Well, I guess I'd hope that he'd get hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate that sniper nest.
And you still have, you know, stuff like vehicles and certain objects blowing up in Halo 2 that do cause damage and are actual objects in the game. Like, you know, the ghost, the...
Oh, yeah,
The sniper first, I think, just falls down, if I'm right, but doesn't actually, like, blow to pieces. But from what I understand, like, everything that's solid in the game, or at least a lot of things, will actually be, you know, destructible, which is pretty cool.
It's about time.
Do you guys remember, I don't know if you guys ever played Red Faction?
Yeah, I did, actually.
I played it briefly, PS2.
Because that, they went on and, like, they showed it at E3, and it's like, you know, everything's going to be destructible, and it's going to be great. And then when the game came out, it's like they had small sections of the map that were destructible.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like, like, you could blow up a wall, and, like, part of it would be destructible, but then the other part wouldn't,
right,
stuff like that. So I guess I hope that if they do this, you know, destructible walls and stuff, that it's...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's done right.
Yeah. Which I'm sure it will be, because they're, you know, taking so flipping long to make it.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Well, hey, did you guys hear about the Halo 3 laser tag?
I did, actually, and I went crazy because when I was in high school, we always were playing laser tag and stuff.
Oh, me too, man.
So I was like, God, that's awesome.
Well, dude, me and my cousins had the laser tag, I guess, little vest and the guns that came with it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know if you remember that, but...
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Velcro on the vest. There's the hat, and there's all that stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, what's crazy is, like, the sniper rifle just happens to be automatic, fully automatic as well. So, you can go, like, someone that has a sniper rifle can go on a roof somewhere and can just, like, pick people off fully automatic, like, at 300 yards, and just, like, and they're like, where is this coming from? But,
that's awesome.
Yeah, man.
That's pretty sweet.
Well, and they're supposed to have an energy sword. I don't know
yeah,
how
what
that's
the heck?
Supposed to work.
I definitely don't want to get caught by that one.
You may never come back.
Lasers through you.
Like, I don't know. Like, is it going to be like a Nerf sword, and then if I hit you, it like sends an electrical shock? That
a Nerf sword.
What about the plasma pistol? Like, there, because that's one of the weapons. Are you going to charge it up and like fire it, and it like tracks people, or what?
You
switch to BR and finish him off.
He's using a new combo.
I blocked with my energy sword.
Ah.
I have plus
three
shield
batteries. I ran out of batteries, so you won't see it illuminate.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, I used to have the G.I. Joe laser tag kit, so it was like the totally cheap version. And what sucked about it is like the gun only went maybe like 10 feet, so I could hardly shoot anyone, dude. I was totally like the gimp of the laser tag crew. So
if you're in the same room, then you can hit them.
But the good part is that the sensor was about the same. It could only fit maybe like 20 or maybe probably about 20 feet. It can only receive when it was that. So like people be firing away at me from long distance, like, what the hell? Why am I not hitting this guy? G.I. Joe.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Anyway. Yeah.
So let's do the next one. Do it.
Who's up?
You.
You.
Me? You? George? Me?
Yay. Well, actually, I am. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Coyote 187 says, I remember a quote from Bungie a long time ago saying Halo 2 would be the last game of Halo. Halo 2, however, had to be rushed at the end of its development cycle in order to be released, which got me thinking. Halo 2 and Halo 3 were practically developed side by side, with the half or so of Halo 3 actually being what would have been the end of Halo 2. This makes me think that not only will the storyline be richer, but since they had half of the story work done, they could focus on many other issues. Balance of weapons, for example. What do you guys think? Actually, no. They did not develop Halo 3 at the same time, simply because the hardware was not there.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to do that without the hardware. Maybe the storyline.
The storyline, right.
Yeah. Well, and back when Halo 2 came out, I do remember Bungie saying that Halo 2 was unfinished, but it was like three levels worth of story and single player. That's not going to be half of Halo 3.
Right.
Exactly.
If they even include that, I mean, who knows? Because they can end up rewriting, you know, all the scenes and the dialogue and all that stuff, and I mean, we have no idea what we're going to get at this point.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun. Definitely going to be fun.
For sure.
But I think they are taking their time though, on getting the game out there, because I think right now they could release Halo 3 if they wanted to. Like I think there's enough done, you know, with the multiplayer and
except for the polish, yeah.
Exactly, except for the polish. And if it was EA, they would have released it.
Probably right. Dude, freaking, what was the NBA game that came out during the 360 launch? Oh, man.
Full of bugs. NBA Live 2006.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that one was quite le stinker.
Yeah. But I think this one, they are putting all the polish on, and it's going to go through lots of quality checks and, you know, checking the balance of everything. So
I want them to get the game right, and when it's ready, release it. I can wait.
Yeah.
I can wait. I just want the damn game to be, you know.
And I'm sure that's what Bungie agrees with, and that's what pretty much 99% of Halo fans agree with as well.
Yeah.
So.
Totally.
Yay.
All right.
So now you're next.
Okay. Well, let's see here. We got Sports209. Looks like up next. He says, first thing I'm going to do when I play Halo 3 multiplayer is try out the new weapons and vehicles. I think the assault rifle looks a lot better in comparison to the Halo 1 assault rifle. I like the Halo 1 pistol, and I do want it in Halo 3, but I do not want it to be a three-shot kill. You're in 500-year advanced armor, and you get shot three times and die. The water sounds like it's going to be really good in Halo 3. If it's as good as they say, I'll make sure to get dazed a few times while staring at it, okay?
Woo, water.
On the poster, I think they should have done something different than just a moment out of the trailer. Okay. And I'm not sure if the Halo 2 party system will make it into other games, but I hope so. From the leaked videos so far, the game looks awesome, but I bet it will be even more awesome when I pick up the controller. I think the Spartan Laser will be an awesome... He's all over the place with this. I think the Spartan Laser will be an awesome weapon, and I'll probably be using it a lot. On the subject of the new Bungie site, when are we getting on the subject? I like the current one, but I hope the new one will be better. I have a feeling I am leaving something good to discuss out, but since I just spent 5 minutes trying to remember, I'm just going to forget it and send it. All right. Thanks, number 209 for sports.
Thank you.
Dude, yeah. We got like a wealth of stuff to talk about with this.
Yeah.
You know, while you were reading that, there was something there that he reminded me of from Halo 1 was fall damage. I wonder if they're going to bring that back, or if they're just going to leave it the way, you know, Halo 2 was with the, you know, not super bouncing, but, you know, the...
It takes, like, 3 stories before you take any damage, and then you just die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some minor damage. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wonder how bad that would irritate people if, you know, they had to watch how high they fell from. It would actually, you know, make things a little tougher, I mean, in my opinion. You know, where you can't, like, jump from the top of the base, like, you know, like 80 stories down, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to say, it should probably be somewhere between Halo 1 and Halo 2, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean,
because some kind of fall damage would be a little more believable. Even if you are a super soldier, you know, considering that you have full movement of your legs. And, you know, it would just... I mean, come on. If you can move your legs enough to run and you fall and you compress your legs and you don't freaking blow out a kneecap or kill yourself or something, I mean, there's something weird going on there. You know, unless you put it in full mode or something.
My legs are immobile. Help.
You guys, seriously, you guys.
You just made Master Chief sound like Cartman.
Seriously, you guys, seriously. Come on, you guys, come on, help me. I hate you guys so much. I hate you. Hope you all die. No, Kitty. No, Kitty. Stop shooting me.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. We're just changing everybody's name.
I mean,
voices to real masculine.
Shut up, you stupid
ones.
Alien scumbags. Shut up, nobbies.
Nobbies can die.
Respect my authority.
I am a super soldier.
Anyway.
Alright. Yeah, so, dude, there's like a bazillion things to talk about. Okay. Charge.
Where'd that come from?
You heard that echo?
Yeah, it was like an echo coming back. Nice.
Wow.
Yay.
Okay, anyway.
Gumdrops.
Yeah. So, the pistol, first of all. The Halo 1 pistol. This was in a recent leaked video of the Halo 3 Alpha. And it was exactly the same animation as far as we could tell on YouTube anyway or something like that. Where it was almost exactly the same as Halo 1, but they didn't zoom in. But it looked like the housing for the zoom, you know, clip-on deal was on there. So, you know, the question is, how close is it going to be to the Halo 1 pistol?
Yeah, it looked awfully similar, and I think cosmetically it'll look the same, mm-hmm. but the damage is obviously going to be balanced out. Immensely.
Yeah, there's no way it's going to be the same level of damages as it was in Halo 1.
Right.
Because what made the pistol great, obviously, was you can counter pretty much every weapon your enemy had. You know, I mean,
right.
You can snipe somebody with damn pistol, yeah. But obviously they toned it down for Halo 2, and they actually toned it down way too much, and then with the update, they kind of put a little more power to it. It's going to be tough for them to find that sweet spot that's going to keep everybody happy. I mean, people are just going to assume it's going to be the same pistol, and that in itself is going to really irritate a lot of people and disappoint people. But, you know, realistically, just
the
for
BR
the
just makes more sense as
yeah,
a weapon
yeah, of
like
course.
That.
Yeah.
For the integrity of the game, you got to, you know, a pistol is a pistol. A BR is a BR. I mean,
yeah.
You know, who do you think is going to win? So,
that's a longer barrel. Actually, it can shoot farther.
Just like the sniper rifle. The sniper rifle also looked exactly like the Halo 1 sniper rifle.
And yeah, that's true. Well, not exactly. It was very similar in the as far as it had the green screen mm-hmm. going on the viewing
yes.
screen, but it, you know, it was a little bit different animation, but it was pretty similar. So, yeah, hard to say.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, what else did he talk about? Dude, he's talking about so much stuff in here. The Bungie.net website coming out. They're finally redesigning it. I've been, you know, secretly like wishing for that to happen for quite a long time because man, their website.
I mean, I'm sure they didn't expect it to like be so popular, and you know, at the time it looked pretty cool, I guess, at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Times are changing.
Yeah, we're looking forward to a new direction for that, definitely. Yeah, and by the way, groups are the Halo 2 groups are leaving because it sounds like they're being replaced by something much more robust on Bungie.net. So, and it sounds like something is not going to be comparable to groups. So some of them might be deleted and things like that. So it's hard to say how that'll wind up.
We'll see what they have up their sleeves, Mr. Anderson.
There's a lot they could do. I don't know if you guys ever played NFL 2K5 when that came out on Xbox.
Yes, I did. Oh, yeah.
Like they had a whole system where you could set up leagues, and your league would have its own set of forums, its own like standings and scoreboards and everything like that. There's a lot they could do with something in that vein. With Halo 3, where you could set up your own tournaments and track everything online and have a lot of tools and ways to interact with all the stats, because I'm such a stats whore. I love stats, so I can't wait for something like that if that's the direction they go.
Yeah, because look how well it worked out for Halo 2, where you can view the maps, you can view. Yeah. Like where everybody was at the time of each game, where you died, the person you killed, and where.
Yeah.
Yep. So I could only imagine how much more detail they can do with these stats, and you know, maybe even do like 3D versions of the map and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Give you the ability to scout these maps before you play them. I mean, that's a whole mess of things they can do.
Yeah.
For sure, tournaments would be freaking sweet, man. If you could set up tournaments online, or even within Halo 3, who knows, you know?
Yeah.
Could be either way.
It'll be the first ever Podtacular tournament.
Well, not the first ever, but another one.
Well, Halo 3.
Oh, Halo 3 tournament, yeah. Hey, another thing you mentioned was that Bungie matchmaking being shared. Well, there was a 1UP article recently with Microsoft Gaming Studios again, that says Bungie matchmaking should be shared. In other words, they agree with everybody that, like, you know, Bungie matchmaking should be in pretty much every game that has matchmaking. The only reason it wasn't in Gears of War, this guy said, was a time crunch, which is really interesting, you know, because a lot of people said, you know, Gears of War matchmaking, not nearly what Halo 3. I wish everybody would just copy Halo 3. And it sounds like they would have liked to as well, but they just didn't have the time to do it.
Yeah. So they say.
Yeah.
So they say. I mean, we hear a lot of excuses nowadays.
A lot of jibba jabba.
Yep. So, I mean, they say they could have, but time constraints. That's like the universal excuse for developers.
Yeah.
So, one, I'm hoping we don't have to hear from Bungie.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Who's next?
Georgie.
I think I am. Okay.
Georgie Pudding Pop.
I get to read a comment by Legendary Hooligan, who says, "The Chief has just destroyed the Control Halo. I think there will be a super big Halo, or maybe the Ark, that controls all of the others, or houses more vicious flood species, and is in a ship with UNSC personnel above Earth. And the Covenant have developed a new super weapon that can destroy a planet with one shot that they've been saving just for Earth. Because
Death
of the Control
Star.
Halo being destroyed, the Forerunners, who are being kept in hibernation by the Gravemind, are awakened, so to speak, and slip space jump above Earth in an Uber Mongo ship and send a broadcast saying something to the prophets in the super weapon ship like, your covenant is not our will. We had never intended the destruction of any species. You disgrace the name of our race and do not deserve to exist. The Forerunners will then proceed to atomize the Naughty Covenant in punishment." Ooh, they're naughty.
You are naughty Forerunners.
The Forerunners entrust mankind with all of their scientific knowledge in return for destroying the Flood, and everybody's happy. But it's not over.
Go to your room.
His comments. A twisted slip space matrix appears, and a mysterious black ship appears and fires at the Forerunners. The chief is sent to board the ship and somehow stop it from killing the humans' newfound alien buddies. The last level of the game is you playing against this new race, not Flood, Forerunner, or Covenant, but maybe an ancient rival race of the Forerunners. Maybe the race that created the Flood, who knows? And you have to fight your way to the core of the ship and activate a dimensional warp thingy. But for it to work, the chief has to sacrifice his body. In a cutscene with some pretty kick-ass graphics, the chief does and takes the vicious new freaks with him. In a fourth game, called The Reclaimer, wow, the chief gets new armor from Forerunners with super cool features as well as new weapons, and has to eliminate the new race, reclaim, quote-unquote, the Forerunner's rightful place in the universe, so he can return home to Earth and live happily ever after. Yeah, it's a stretch.
You think?
I know. But I think it would be cool. Thanks, guys, and keep on fragging trucks.
Wow. Thank you, dude, Legendary Hooligan. That was pretty nice.
That was pretty detailed. Yeah.
Wow.
But it sounded like Babylon 5 or something.
Yeah, really.
Look, it's like,
oh, another new alien race. Oh, okay. But no,
not another one. Yes, Master Chief, go get him.
So
do
you guys
salami sandwich? Here we go.
So do you guys have like any theories that about the single player story that you think is gonna happen in the next game?
Okay, go ahead, Fumo.
I have a theory. I'm waiting for the game, and then I'm gonna play the game, and I'm gonna find out the freaking game. You know, honestly, I mean, some people are like freaking overanalyzing this stuff, man. And I mean, hey, if it's your cup of tea, then, you know, drink whatever tea you want, you know. But me, I'm just going to freaking play the game. I enjoy the story a lot, you know. I think that's really one of the cornerstones of Halo. And I really think that's one of the things that makes Halo is awesome. I read a lot of science fiction. I really enjoy, that kind of detailed storytelling. It got a pretty good suspension of disbelief, you know. But at the same time, I don't see the point in overanalyzing anything. It's kind of like I don't see the point in cheering for a football team unless I have a friend of mine that's on the team, or if I went to the school already, or some kind of real connection between the football team. Cheering for them is not going to make them win any faster. Me, this one guy cheering for them isn't. So, but that's just me, you know. I know I'm in the minority for that. You know, other people painting their faces and everything and whatever.
You sound angry, fool. Yeah. You sound angry.
Oh, football, I hate
like
you.
Like you've been hurt.
I wouldn't pick for the team. Was there a football team?
Forget all football teams.
What were we talking about again?
I need a hug, man.
No, but you see what I'm saying, though? I'm just saying that it's not going to change the story. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, and I think no matter what we can come up with, I have enough faith in their storytelling abilities at this point that whatever I can come up with, whatever they come up with is going to be a million times better. Because they've been working on it for years. They know exactly where the whole universe is going.
Yeah. While we're on the subject, George,
yes,
why don't you tell the particular audience your version of how Halo 3 will end?
Okay, all right. Halo 3, when it ends, is going to end with the Master Chief hugging a brute. And it will be amazing.
The most historical hug known to mankind.
I love you, man. Seriously.
I love you, too.
And then the hand in the butt, and then it's over.
Demon. Aww. Damn.
Yeah. And legendary only, yeah.
Ah, legendary, yep.
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 Oh, man. All right, let's go to Coloring Puma.
Right.
Okay, to start off, this is my first email to Podtacular. Yippee, I did it.
Ba-bam.
Thank you, Coloring Puma. But I've been listening to you guys since episode 59. But anyway, She gets to the point. Oh, wait, dinner. Be right back. Okay, so now, to get to the point again. I can only express my opinion on Halo 3 in one word. Excited. I don't really know if I could get down to details because it all looks delicious. Whoa. Delicious. Anyway, I just got cracked down. I was really blown away. It was better than I was expecting, by the way, if you know what I'm talking about. I was one that asked if it was appropriate. Hmm? So if I don't know.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. He was inquiring about getting the beta if he was on the 17.
Okay. And,
okay. So I have to say, for a while, I wasn't really reading the updates and just looking at the pretty pictures and stuff. But I went back and read all of them. I almost freaked out. I was just, it was just so delicious.
Delicious, so, yeah. Baby.
I think Halo will rock the gaming world in no other way any other game has before. I'm waiting eagerly. Well, that's all I can write because my small attention span. Coloring Puma.
It's hilarious.
No, this might be a little weird. I don't know. But shout out to Quality Jeverage for posting on the Crackdown thing. It really made my day. Yeah. Well, thank you, Coloring Puma, and welcome aboard, particular community, brother.
Welcome. We're so delicious.
Delicious. Yeah.
Yum.
A lot of people. I'm quite surprised at the amount of people playing Crackdown. And it's not only because of the Halo 3 beta, but they're playing it consistently.
Yeah.
So that's a good testament to how under the radar the actual game was. I mean, everybody knew because of the Halo 3 beta, but it's an impressive title.
Yep.
Impressive title.
I concur.
Well, we got one or two more. Let's see here. Go to Meet Blue, who says, "Hello there. I was wondering if you guys wouldn't mind speculating further on what you think the X button might do in Halo 3. In fact, I think we already talked about that, so if you don't mind, Meet Blue, I'm going to skip to the next one right now." Okay. Viral.
Thanks, Meet Blue.
Appreciate it, yeah.
Right,
we already
now.
Answered your question. It's, you know what's funny is at the end of his thing, he said, "Thank you for taking the time to read my letter."
You're welcome.
Anytime, at least the first part. All right.
Anytime.
So Viral Nanite writes in saying, "I know it was a while back, but I want to put across my thought on the CG trailer. On the nebula in the sky, couldn't the Earth have been a visible nebula in 500 years from now? I'm not into the science of all this stuff, so I don't know." I don't know.
well, nebula. I'm pretty sure the universe doesn't work quite like that. I don't think we can. Although, I don't know, maybe if pollution gets bad enough or something, I don't know. Who knows?
You just never know.
I'm not into the science of all that stuff either. So.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Earth gets hit by like a giant blast of plasma and gets pushed into another galaxy. Huh?
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, that sounds logical.
That's why you didn't recognize it in the constellation.
Well, what happened to the gravitational pull that the you know with the moon?
And, oh yeah, and the freezing and all that stuff. Well, yeah, don't worry about that. Yeah. Anyway, he said on the shield, I believe it will be usable once after every respawn because I believe the item he throws on the ground is his shield generator. Maybe it can let out a charge like the one in the trailer did once. Okay. Mm-hmm, possible.
I'm still saying that it's going to be a porta potty. It's going to be a porta potty grenade.
Insta porta potty.
And in time of need, you're going to throw down this grenade, hit the X button, and the porta potty is going to pop out.
Nice. Hey, even Master Chief's out to go to the bathroom, man.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, a super soldier has to take a super number two.
And he's got to read a super newspaper that he pulls out of his backpack, you know.
The only thing, he doesn't have baby wipes.
So. Oh, that's got to be rough.
Yeah.
He's well, there's leaves lying around, so. You know, whatever you can find.
Yeah, you know. Sand, you know, I mean, the same
thing. Sand, yeah, glass, you know.
Plasma pistols.
Whatever works. Gotta improvise, you know, he's a soldier.
Gotta get the job done, you know what I mean?
Well, he says, on the beta, I reckon XBL will crash within the first few hours of the beta being released.
Yeah, that's a given.
Beta, beta.
You guys like, yeah pretty much.
And I'm sure they're prepared for it, man.
Yeah, that's sure why the throttling in this one is starting slow and then, you know, moving up. And don't be expecting to be amazed by what the X button is. Knowing Bungie, it could be something lame like Pimps the Sea jokes.
No.
Could be.
Yeah, every time you hit X, Master Chief's going to go, har, or something retarded like that.
Har, baby, get back to work.
Who dares get me flag? Shiver me timbers.
All right, want to do one more and then wrap it up?
Yes.
Sure. I guess I'll
do it.
I'll read,
take it, brother.
DeVille75 says, the latest Bungie Weekly update about the graphics really has me excited. One thing that really annoys me is the water realism in games. If you've seen Gears of War, the water looks so real, but it just looks real. It doesn't feel real. When I see another player run through canals, which is one of the Gears of War maps, I don't see the water splashing and moving realistically. It really annoys me, and the latest update of Bungie really has me excited about the graphics in Halo 3. I hope the graphics really come out to be as great as they say. Also, I noticed the latest screenshot in the update shows the aiming reticle of the assault rifle. Not sure if this is final, but it is smaller than that of Halo 1. The reticle gives us a glimpse of the accuracy of the gun. Oh, and lastly, I don't know what leaked videos you're talking about. Do you think you can shed some light on that for those of us, maybe just me, that don't know? Thanks. That last weekly update where they were talking about like all the graphical tweaks and things they were doing, I think that is pretty exciting and to kind of see the process there, and I think that also tells us that, you know, like the stuff we saw in the E3 trailer, that's not what the game's going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, there's going to be so many more layers of stuff going on there.
Yeah,
well, we all know that a single-player game could look absolutely gorgeous, and then they tone it down for the multiplayer maps.
That's true.
So the water can actually still just sit there, you know, like a dead fish. But, I mean, to be fair...
dead fish. The whole water is like one dead fish. This water reeks, man. What the heck?
It's like a dead fish or something.
Dude, I suddenly have the urge for some sushi.
But, I mean, after a while, you're not going to... I mean, the water could look as beautiful as any game out there. I mean, Far Cry had, you know, great water, but look at the game. It sucked. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can see realistic moving water and take a process power for realistic moving water and you know, have something else in the game suck. So I'd rather just have nice looking water, because after a while, I'm not going to even pay attention to it. And concentrate on what's really important, which is the gameplay and you know, stuff like that, you know. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's limitations, you know, with the hardware. I mean, we're not there yet where everything in a game could look real world. I mean, it's just not going to happen. You're going to have to sacrifice something.
Yeah.
In order to have realistic water.
It sounds like they're really getting there, though, you know, with what they've mentioned as far as, like, water actually being able to react if you're going through it beyond just the matter of, superficial reaction, but the actual, you know, the actual mesh morphing around you as you go by, you know. So.
Well, there was a video comparing, I believe it was Splinter Cell Chaos Theory. Mm-hmm. It was comparing the Xbox version compared to the PS2. Now, of course, the Xbox version looked moderately better. Mm-hmm. But they showed there was a scene inside of a like a steam room, and there was water in the tub. The PS2, the physics was a whole lot better than the Xbox One. The Xbox did its typical, you know, just, you know, the water just sat flat. And the PS2 version of the game moved around realistically. So it all depends on the, you know, what type of architecture you're dealing with, you know, hardware-wise. And if you're going to take advantage of it and actually, you know, focus mainly on, you know, water and stuff like that. You know, it's a tough choice. Yeah. I mean, let's see if they can pull it off. I mean, it's techniques. It's all about, you know, finding the right techniques.
Yep. Just ask JBB, man. He's got it down.
Like my ninja star throwing techniques.
Illegal ninja boost from the government?
I was wondering how you threw one all the way from Fort Lauderdale to Orlando, man. It's now.
Oh, yeah, dude. Remember I attached a message to it?
Yeah.
It was like Ninja Gaiden. Remember Ninja Gaiden?
Yeah, dude, with the little, what do you call those things? The thingies. With the ribbon and all the paper and crap. Exactly.
Who do you think did that? It was me.
You
just couldn't see me.
JVB Gaiden.
Hi, Jochen. Even though that has nothing to do with
I mean, what the heck?
But, you know, right. It's just something I like to scream out randomly.
Yeah. Middle of a movie theater. Oh, Jochen.
Hi, Jochen. There's also, we couldn't read the last one because we're running out of time, but there are action clips. Figures.
Both.
Are they the little tiny ones, right? That are metallic, that have been floating around on the internet.
I think the Go ahead, George.
Well, I think the action clicks are like I don't know if you've ever heard of like Mage Knight or Hero Clicks.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. It's kind of like there's a like a little strategy game where you can move them around a table and have some like kind of squad based battles, kind of like a poor man's Warhammer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're coming out with some action figures. I'm just wondering if that's strictly for board games. I mean, is there I don't really know much about. I've seen the story in plenty of places, but I mean, is it going to be exclusive for, like, you know, a separate entity, like Halo-based little action figures, or is it part of a board game like you were just talking about?
Well, it's if it's like the HeroClix and the Mage Knight and stuff like that, it'll be its own self-contained thing. So it's kind of like it's kind of the same concept as like Magic the Gathering. Like you buy these booster packs and they're filled with a whole bunch of the little figures. And you can get, you know, there's rare ones and common ones and stuff like that. So, I mean, obviously the point is so that you buy a whole bunch of these packs to get the ones you want or whatever. And then it's a strategy game. So you have all these little pieces and you just, you know, you can lay them out on a table. And I mean, I don't think there's, like, even any board or anything like that. It's just based on you know, okay, I'll move this guy forward, you know, 3 inches or something like that.
And, okay.
And then you can, you know, record damage and things like that.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that's pretty sweet. Yeah. Pretty sweet.
Yeah, well, they also have separate action figures coming out, like on a separate deal that are just like for posing and putting in your shrine.
Nice. Next to a shrine.
Halo stuff. Yeah, so that's about it. Send in your comments, guys, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show.
And make sure you call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Customs and Call-In show.
Yeah, give us a call right now.
Yeah, do it. Order some pizza.
And be sure to check us out at podtacker.com. While you're there, check out the forums. There's a lot of buzz about Halo 3, Halo 2 Vista, new Halo 2 maps, and other stuff.
And also, don't forget to check out our affiliates from the Gamercast Network at gamercastnetwork.com, gamertagradio.com, gamer.com, and the guys who do the VGS podcast at gamercastnetwork.com as well.
Yeah. Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or a site.
Captain Kronk.
Appreciate it, man. What the hell was that?
Yeah, right.
That was some like random accent. Appreciate it, man. I'm imitating nobody. That was right.
You're like, appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it, man. Don't mind me.
Red stripe. Oh, man.
All right. So, contributing to our PayPal also. Thank you. We need help with the hosting bill to help out, with that. Or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you guys.
Yeah, man. Okay, so.
Appreciate it, man.
Miss Cleo.
Hey, it's a situation.
Shout outs to Crypto Flicks, the new guy running Pod TV. Thank you very much, Crypto. We look forward to many, many episodes of Pod TV.
More of them on.
Yeah.
Well, until next time, guys, I'm Fumo Jive.
I am JVB.
And I'm George from Aeropause.com.
And don't forget to check out George at Aeropause.com.
Definitely, man. It's a great. It's. I mean, I'm telling you, you guys that check out some of the top gaming blogs, you got to check out Aeropause because it really, you know, sets itself apart from the others in a really positive way. So,
yeah, nothing too flashy. You know, the very professional looking website with some real high quality information there.
Yeah, we'll keep on fragging trucks.
Keep on milking cows.
Moo.
Moo.
Dude, I'm doing like a half Jamaican guy, a half mooing cow. I don't know what I'm doing tonight, man.
That was like really late. That was like moo.
Moo.
An indecisive cow.
Moo?
He's like, I don't know if I should squirt milk now. Squirt milk later.
Chew my cud? I don't know.
I just don't know what I want to do today.
Moo, man.
Oh, man. Come on, crying.
There's only one thing left to say.
The ones like if it's so like Axe Attack says, and there's like a paragraph there, and then right below it, I have a hole.
Holy
bunion.
Shit! Sorry.
Dude, sound like a growl.
Anal bunion. Did you just say that?
Yeah, man, it's in the show notes.
Oh, hey, a hole button.
Yeah.
No, man, anal bunion. Like, that's what I said.
I don't see that in the show notes. What kind of show are you watching?
I have anal bunions and
yeah, I got a bad anal.
Want to make sure we talk about those before the show's done because kind of thing people need to know.
It hurts when I fart. I whistle. It's like
nice with the vibrato and everything.
Yeah, you heard that?
Yeah, takes a lot of discipline to pull that off.
Oh, of course, dude.
All right, so
wax on, wax off.
What? What the hell does that have to do with it? Actually, don't answer that question. I really don't want to know.
Yeah. You know, bacon waffles.
Bacon waffles.
And, you know, anal bunions and usual.
Can I get the anal bunion deluxe, please?
I'll take anal bunions, Pat.
Anal bunions for 500, please. Oh, you got the daily double.
Ah, This bunion lies in the buttocks of a famous author.
That was awesome.
It's bunion lies in the buttocks of a famous author.
Where is anal bunion?
Is it what okay? Is are you supposed Allen to be naming Holt? The bunion, or are you supposed to be naming the author?
A combination of the two.
You're like, what? Like, beep. What is Ernest Hemingway? Wrong answer. The name of the bunion is Jorge.
Jorge the bunion, the butt bunion.
Yo, Fumo, when you say, like, I'm gonna get something to drink, all of a sudden we hear,
oh, sorry.
and I'm like, man, it sounds like you busted your ass.
We get something to drink.
And then George was like, yeah, he's screaming, help! Help me!
My bunion is killing me!
Call 911, please!
I don't know where you live, man. Ah, fuck.
Tell him it's the bunion guy again.
They know who I am. Bunion Bob.
Bunion Bob.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I could see somebody's gamer tag. But Bunion Bob.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's taken.
I know.
GamerCastNetwork.com